About 300 babies are delivered every year by the OBGYN practice where midwife Joan Kumbelek works. All births are special, but a recent one left a greater impression on her than most.
That morning, on my way to work, a huge flock of black crows sat perched along the snowy highway leading into town. They looked unbelievably large. I slowed to avoid hitting them, and for many miles pondered the possibility that they were a dark omen. My mood was already dark that morning. I'd been called to attend the birth of a young girl. She was just 15. It was her first baby, though not her first pregnancy, the result of a rape she never reported. Her family had thrown her out of the house when they found out. She lived alone in a shelter. At risk was written in big letters next to her name on my delivery list. At her clinic appointments, she was always a shy and withdrawn teenager. She perched tentatively on the edge of the exam table, never making eye contact. As her belly got bigger, she wore more and more clothing until she looked fat, not pregnant. When we listened to her baby's heartbeat, she looked bored. When I told her the baby was growing nicely, she said, "Oh." I sent her around to every social worker and support group I could find. She never went more than once. I was surprised then when I got to her labor room in the hospital. She was smiling, wearing a lime green bikini, and sitting in the jacuzzi. She had a new micro-braid hairdo and a belly button ring with a little baby charm attached. Her hands rested across the top of her belly. Her fingernails were fluorescent pink with white tips, each one stenciled with a tiny golden heart. When I complimented her on how she looked, she shrugged and said, "Well, I had to look good. I knew my baby girl was going to be here soon." Her suitcase was open on the windowsill, revealing rows of neatly folded baby clothes and diapers. She called a few friends on the telephone, assuring me they would be in soon to see her baby born. We waited, took pictures of each other on her disposable camera, and watched Oprah on TV. No friends showed up, but the room filled anyway. A nurse came in to take her blood pressure and never went back out. The phlebotomist stayed to tell some jokes. Another nurse brought in Jell-O and a beautiful handmade baby quilt she found in the storage room. I massaged her feet with oil and put lavender in the tub. She labored quickly and easily throughout the day. Even at the end, when the pain seemed unbearable, she remained cheerful between contractions and sweet-tempered. By 4:45, she was reaching down to take her 7-pound baby girl into her arms for the first time. Her tears were happy and plentiful as she kissed her new baby. 20 minutes later, she was breastfeeding. As I drove home, I noticed the crows had taken a new perch, scattered across the giant mounds of dirty snow now cleared from the streets in town. They looked random and insignificant. I laughed at my morning broodings. In the end, these wind-blown birds were no dark omen of difficulties ahead. Instead, the delicate design of the day had been the domain of a strong young girl, alone but courageous enough to take her fate into her own well-manicured hands.
Midwife Joan Kumbelek lives in New Paltz, New York.